birthday surprises. 2-year-old fan, and I want to be her Goodwill PR person.
Oh, okay.
Bradley.
That sounds like a fun job.
It does sound like a fun job, but I just thought about all the PR people out there who are actually seeking out things for their celebrities to do that make them look good.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want to have to do damage control for bad things. I just want to do this kind of stuff.
All right.
Well, there was a 2-year-old boy, and his mother captured this on TikTok. They were at a mall, just a food court, and he starts talking about Beyonce. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Beyonce.
What?
Where's Beyonce?
Where or who?
Where is Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby. You like her songs?
Can they visit Beyonce?
No. We don't know her personally. We don't know her personally. She's not Mama's friend. She doesn't live here also, baby.
She's her friend.
She's our friend?
Yeah.
I haven't met her.
Beyonce is my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you introduce me to Beyonce?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know her personally.
Oh, you know her personally. She's my friend.
Beyonce is your friend?
Yeah. I want to meet her.
I want to meet her. I know. Me too, baby. I want to meet her too. Maybe one day we can meet her.
Yeah.
Sure. That is
so
a clip
cute.
At the end of him in his room, like playing with his toys and like playing a little drum, listening to Beyonce.
That's so adorable.
I love it so much. Oh, he's so cute. Now, her PR people saw this. Now, all the Beyonce videos out there, he must have had some type of a sixth sense. This kid must have been psychic. He's like, I'll introduce you to Beyonce, because her PR team saw this TikTok, reached out to the mother, and Beyonce sent that little boy a bouquet of blue flowers and a blue unicorn stuffed animal.
Oh, that's so adorable. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful
Isn't that cute?
Which we need more of in the world,
for
frankly.
Sure. And she also said, that I see your halo, Tyler.
Mm.
God, that's so cute. Now, she probably just said, yeah, let's do it, and signed a thing and then moved on with her day. But the PR person created this story.
Yeah.
And it is nice.
So that's what you want to do.
It's so nice to like look at and maybe like pick out things where it would just make someone's day. I just love
for
it.
Sure. So BDEPR, Dawn is going to take over, what did you call it?
Goodwill
basically
Publicity.
Yeah, Goodwill Publicity. Dawn is now the director of Goodwill Publicity for our clientele.
Yes.
I love it.
Now, I think that we might need to help out. I was trying to think of who needs some good PR.
Okay, who needs good PR right
Doja
now?
Doja Cat.
Oh, no. What did she do?
Well, Mike, Doja Cat, she's not, like, she'll just lash out at her fans sometimes. Like, she's not very nice. It doesn't mean you always have to be nice, but she kind of argues with fans online in an inappropriate manner.
Mm. You want to help her out. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I do, because she actually started putting songs out on YouTube when she was in a teen.
Okay.
And I thought, if I could just be her Goodwill PR ambassador, yeah, find a bunch of people who are singing Doja Cat songs on YouTube,
mm-hmm,
and then just post as her. Maybe she can do a generic video that says, hey, keep going, thanks for singing my song. That's it. And then, you know, send a sweet message and go, Doja Cat wants to send you something.
Yeah.
And it's like her perfume or whatever, yeah, you know?
Something like that'll go viral. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, great, great advice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But, you know, on a Friday, whenever it's like, there are some things that are in the news today that we're like, ugh, well, we have to talk about these things because they're really important to talk about. Harvey Weinstein. I thought, man, this is just such a cute story.
Of course.
I would love to do it. Yes.
All right. Well, I think you need to get busy. Reach out to Doja. See if she'll take you up on your offer.
I don't know. I think her publicist might have a... Well, they're not doing a very good job, I would say. So they need to reconsider bringing someone else on.
There are a lot of celebrities who could use some advice from BDEPR. That is for sure.
Taylor Swift has a lot of people that do this for her. Like, as we know, Taylor Swift is like, she's like 50 people.
Yeah.
Which she, in her own right, is like 10 celebrities in one. But then,
well, how many
whole team,
PR firms do you think her team uses, because I'm sure at different layers of the business, right, they've got PR firms that are connected.
Oh, I would
say Out Record Company, her, like all the different brand arms that come out of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And how they keep them all on the same page, I have no idea.
I don't either. But, you know, she will send roses to lesser celebrities and things like that. And just like
roses to lesser celebrities.
Well, most people are lesser, right?
Let's not put it in those terms, though.
Well, I mean, everyone is a lesser celebrity than her at this point, right? Yeah. So she'll send things to fans. She'll show up at people's doors.
Yeah. I read an I also think it's just an extension of her, right? Like, I think there's good PR, but if you're inherently just kind of a D-bag is a word that comes to mind, no amount of good PR is going to help you, because you're just going to continue to be that person.
Yeah. And not everybody has to be Taylor Swift or Beyonce, you know. I read an article recently about a PR thing that she did where like five fans got to come to her house, and one of them was like this blogger guy, and so he was just recounting everything that he saw in Beyonce's house.
Oh my god, I bet that was amazing. Up.
And her dad was there, and her dad was like showing them around the main
floor.
That's
really cool.
Yeah.
But again, they're good people, right? So like you can tell that real quick.
Yeah.
So like the fact that they have someone to capitalize on those moments, that just says they've got good people behind them, because she's not going to create that if she's not that kind of person. Like the people would go there and be like, this was really weird.
Yeah.
You could tell we were just all hostages and we had to do a hostage video to get out of there.
Oh my gosh. No, but she gets close to her fans in a way, not to turn everything to Taylor Swift, but like she gets close to her fans in a way that I think other artists don't. Like she's like, yeah, come in my house. Like that's fourth level.
Yeah. No, she's great at what she does.
For sure. All right. Well, let's talk about something else super fun, and that would be some famous Hollywood animals.
Hollywood animals!
That might have more roles than some actors they've worked with.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us about Hollywood animals?
I am.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your dental health is super duper important. So today, this Friday, I want you to do me a favor. Reach out to Dakota Dental. Get your appointment on the calendar. Just cross it off the list. And maybe it's not even an appointment for you. If you're the one who schedules appointments in your family, thank you, because somebody needs to and you're doing the Lord's work. But even if the appointment's not for you, get it on the books. They'll take care of the reminder. So even if you're super duper busy today and you forget to write it down in your calendar or put it in your phone, they will remind you with a text or an email before your appointment. So you can just sit back and go on with your life. Then, in no time, you'll be getting some of the best dental care in the Twin Cities. I know that because that's where I go as a patient and have been for years. It started with a dental emergency, but ended up with regular checkups, cleanings, even dental implants. Got questions? Call Dakota Dental today, but make that appointment. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Speaking of animals, there are some famous Hollywood animals, actors that had more roles than regular human actors, Bradley. Ooh. I saw this story and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that that dog was also that dog. There's a lot of animals out there that have made a name for themselves. Back in the day, especially, training animals, especially, like, I'll start with a cat. That's not easy. Dogs are way easier to train.
I would think that cats are like the worst to train.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, I never knew of this cat because this was back in the day in the 1920s. This cat called Puzzums. was Puzzums. In movies, yes.
The heck is, who is Puzzums? I don't remember no Puzzums, Mike.
I don't either.
Okay, Puzzums, which is a cute name. Puzzums was a stray cat, and Puzzums was taken in by two sisters, Catherine and Nadine Dennis. They were actresses at the time. This is back in 1927. All right, so.
Way back.
Yeah, way
Silent
back.
Silent film.
Yes, exactly. But some of the things that Puzzums could do on command were drinking from a baby bottle.
Oh,
I'm looking at that picture right now.
It's so cute.
This is a cat, mind you, tolerating eyeglasses.
Well, maybe he had an eye problem or she had an eye problem.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't see. She had, she was nearsighted.
Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of puss abilities.
This puss could cross his eyes on demand. So just like, I mean, those are some pretty good talents. Yeah. Like drink this baby bottle. Anyway, very. And then got a big break in a movie called.
How does
Mandy
a cat
Dandy.
Get a big break?
Well, Will Rogers just ended up knowing something about the cat. And then the cat was in a film called Handy Dandy.
Oh,
because they needed a cat to. Eat a chocolate sundae.
Now, is that a hard thing to do?
On command, like just sit here and do
eat
this.
Eat the sundae!
I mean, it could just flip it over and then you have to make a new sundae. I mean, cats are very unpredictable.
I feel
so.
Like the chocolate's probably not good for the cat.
Actually,
I hope it was okay.
I don't think chocolates bother cats.
It's
I know
dogs.
They don't because we've given, over the years, I've given cats chocolate syrup and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
They'll lick a bowl clean. And then Rin Tin Tin has a pretty cool story, too, because that was a German Shepherd that they found actually in a kennel after World War II.
Okay.
And
I did not know the story of Rin Tin Tin.
Is it a snory? Because I can stop if it is. Are you snoring?
Okay. No, I'm saying I didn't know the story of Rin Tin Tin.
Okay, so they found this dog, and Rin Tin Tin ended up being a great dog in films. Like, his breakout film was Where the North Begins, and they
named... I
don't
remember Rin Tin Tin, do you?
Okay.
I'm looking at the picture now.
It was a show, and it was actually named after, like, this little doll that soldiers used to keep for good luck. Okay? So they trained... the dog, and it had a bunch of other roles.
Born in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's a French dog.
That's right. So it did a lot of great things. It also did radio programs. It did dog food commercials.
Wow.
How
does a dog do radio?
Well, the bark on command. There you go.
Good job, Mike.
Oh my. See, just
see,
get
you
Mike.
Don't need a dog on radio. You got Mike.
They're like, and it's Rin Tin Tin.
Fully artist Mike Ganger, America.
Oh, man.
Up next. Well, they also, I will say, in the 1920s, that was a talented dog.
That's how
you do
on the radio.
Oh, cute.
Wheezy would have been a star.
Yes, yes.
I will say they also, you have to remember in the 1920s, not only were dog stars, but they also made stars out of ventriloquists. Think about how that worked on radio. But
true.
It did.
It did. Yeah. Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever see Air Bud?
Oh yeah. No.
In 1997. Well, Air Bud got his start on the late night show with David Letterman in 1991. He appeared on there with his trainer, Kevin, and he could play basketball like crazy.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's why he got the movie Air Bud.
That's the best, man.
Oh,
cats. He went on to play soccer too in Air Bud World Pup.
Yes.
And let's not forget Air Bud Golden Receiver when he played football.
Are you like the fan club president over there, Mike?
There's also Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch.
What is that?
He plays baseball.
Direct to DVD?
Yeah, it's when he's playing baseball with his buddy, a raccoon.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, I don't want to crush your dreams, but that actually wasn't the same dog actor in Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Darn! Mike is heartbroken.
It was five dogs to be one Air Bud.
Well, that's good. I don't want them to get overworked. Use as many dogs as you need to.
It's just like the Olsen twins. You got to have multiple.
Yeah, multiple dogs.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I couldn't do it is because he passed in 1998.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
But the sequel was football focused. That's the third time you've done that for me today.
I'm sorry, but he's dead.
And then we have, there was a cat in Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Orangey was her name. And she was also sometimes called from, Miranda or Rhubarb.
Well, in the movie, it's Cat, right?
Yes. The cat actor's name was...
Cat. Wasn't it Cat?
Yeah, in the movie, her character's name was just Cat, but her real name was Orangey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know that that was that cat.
Yeah, but then it turns out that that was a name for a lot of orange cats in Hollywood. They just called them all Orangey, so not very special. Yeah. But... and then we have one that I love because it was in The Wizard of Oz, and this is Jimmy the Raven.
Oh, okay. Tell me about Jimmy the Raven. I don't know his work.
Okay, Jimmy the Raven was in It's a Wonderful Life, and his name was Jimmy. Now, who else was in It's a Wonderful Life?
Jimmy Stewart.
That's right. So, when they would say Jimmy, Jimmy would fly onto the set and ruin
And they're like,
things.
Not you! Yeah.
So, they had to start calling Jimmy Stewart J.S.
Oh,
yeah, Frank Capra was like, well, this isn't going to work.
Every time we say Jimmy, the bird flies in and poops.
That's right.
I will say ravens are incredibly smart birds.
Yeah, for sure. And his trainer said that he was as smart as an 8-year-old.
Wow.
Which I believe crows, ravens, they're all really smart.
Yeah.
He understood 200 words.
Wow.
He could use a typewriter.
Birds are real smart.
Yeah. He could ride a bicycle, a typewriter. And he was insured for $10,000. This is the one that I was talking about in the tease here. Jimmy racked up over 1,000 screen credits.
Holy bucket. So his IMDb is long. You probably got to go to 2 pages for that one.
That's right. And Jimmy Stewart only managed about 80 films.
Ugh.
So, sorry, Jimmy the Bird is more popular.
There should be like an Animal Academy Awards.
True.
Yes. Like Animal Planet should do an Academy Award. I mean, surely they have over the years.
Yeah, they might do that. We got to check into that and see that. If you watch Green Acres, you know Arnold Ziffel. Arnold Ziffel was a pig.
Yeah.
Very, very smart. I mean,
whatever happened to Arnold?
Well, the pig was retired to a farm after Green Acres. There was a rumor that isn't fun, that isn't true, but I'm not going to get into it because I don't want another sad horn.
What, Mike?
We've got an award.
We do?
The Patsy Award originated from Hollywood Office and the American Humane Society back in 1939 to honor animal performers. People like Orangey are previous winners.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Lassie the dog has been a winner.
Oh, yeah.
So there's basically an Animal Academy Awards.
Yep.
It's called a what now?
Patsy, which stands for Picture Animal Top Star of the Year Award.
Oh, fun. Do they not have like a ceremony every year?
I don't know, but they do have a Wikipedia page where you can see all the details. Sam the dog.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Francis the mule. Aww. Flash the horse.
Rhubarb the cat.
I'm sure we're going to find...
Rhubarb is Orangey.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to find what?
I'm sure we're going to find the raven here if I keep looking.
Jimmy the Raven.
Pharaoh
the
Nevermore.
He's my favorite.
Triumph the Insult comic.
Oh, well, that's not a real doll.
For me to poop on!
And lastly here, Kiko was in Free Willy. And Kiko was captured off the coast of Iceland in 1979 and then was in amusement parks and aquariums and was too stressed. So they made Kiko a stunt killer whale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They stopped giving out the award in 1974. We need to bring it back.
Let's do it. I'm here.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make a movie with an animal. Train Wheezy. We'll put her in it.
All right.
Okay. Here you go. All right. Coming up next, we're going to find out what we're going to put in our mouths. And Bradley, you have an extra special thing for us, I think, that we don't even know what it is. It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has 2 kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's L-I-V-E-A.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back to the best midday radio program you're ever going to put your ears on. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1, and it's time to put something in our mouths. It is time for a little
porn.
Dawn!
What is this? I know what it is.
I know, you said it was a surprise. It's, spoiler alert, you knew what it was. It's fine. I got you and Mike something special.
It was a surprise for me.
Well, because here's the thing. First of all, we didn't have anything for today, and I had previously told a good friend of ours, Donna Valentine, that I would bring her some princess tort because, you know, I had that this week for my birthday.
Yeah.
And she's never had it before. Now, last night, we're down to like, I don't know, the last half of the cake. And I was like, okay, so here's the thing. I told Donna I was going to bring her a piece. I don't want to give her a piece of this cake because I want to eat it. So this morning, I got up extra early and drove over to Baker's Wife, which is also Willette's, where they do carry the princess tort. And I picked up a slice for Donna and I said, I'm going to get Mike and Dawn a slice too, because it's Friday and everyone should have cake. Now,
you don't have
Dawn.
Any cake though.
Oh, I've been eating cake all week, girl. It's fine.
Okay.
Dawn, you have had princess tort. In fact, you've made princess tort.
I did. I don't think it's going to be like this though.
Well, I don't know. You'll tell us. But what I will say is this is Mike's first opportunity. And so I'm curious what he thinks of it as someone who's never had it. But then feel free to dig in, Dawn, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
Do you want to describe for Mike what he's looking at?
Yeah. It's like you've got three layers of cake that are all the same. It's like a vanilla cake. And then sandwiched in between is some jam. And then you've got some patisserie cream, and then it's just layered that way. And then the outside has a nice green layer. That's always the cool, how you know you're eating a princess tort. And then almonds around the side.
And the green layer is?
Marzipan. Yes. Yes.
So you got marzipan, sponge cake, pastry cream, whipped cream, jam, Mike. How does it look to you? Describe
it
what
looks,
you're...
It's just so amazing. I'm trying to facilitate the perfect bite. I want to get a little bit of the marzipan, a little bit of the cake, a little bit of the innards,
hopefully...
and also part of the
yeah, you got to get a little bit of everything.
What's on the outside here?
That's marzipan.
No, what's
That's just a little bit of icing with some salted almonds.
Little icing, but, okay, and then get the almonds in there too. Okay, I got a perfect bite.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I dig in?
Yeah, go okay. for it.
Please
so
do.
Donna already had hers. I gave her this morning. She's like, I got to have this before I leave.
Okay.
And now she liked it. So hopefully, Mike, she didn't overly influence you with her opinions. What are you tasting?
Everything. There are so many great tastes there. Wow. That's really, really good.
Ooh.
That's really good. The cake is very, very moist. Sorry, Dawn. It's
That's
very
okay.
moist.
You're going to get real descriptive. The audience will enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. I do like the marzipan has a unique taste that kind of... I don't know. So, it doesn't dominate, but it kind of takes all of the... It takes my palate goes that
takes
way.
Takes my breath away.
Takes my palate away. Now, for those who don't know,
it's a bad thing.
Marzipan is basically an almond paste. So mm-hmm. it's ground up almonds. And this, the thing I like about this is it's a thin layer. It's not too thick because sometimes marzipan can be overwhelming.
Yes.
But because the cake is so... It. Yeah. Because the cake is so light and the cream is so airy, it's a nice contrast.
It is.
Dawn, what do you think about the
Well, I haven't
Princess
had
story?
It yet.
Oh, okay.
So,
So this is a cake I get every year for my birthday.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Because I'm an almond freak.
Okay.
I kind of love everything almond. You do have to like almond, I will say, Mike.
You do, and I do like almond. This is great. I really like it. Yeah, this is fantastic.
I also like the combination of textures. You get all the creamies. You get a little bit of the chewy from the marzipan.
Oh, my God. They are killing it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Wow, do they know what they're doing.
Now you understand why I had to go buy extra slices, because I wasn't giving up any of mine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I went into the baker's wife this morning, and the lady was like, I go, do you have any slices of princess tort? And she looked at me kind of funny, and I was like, oh, God. Is that a dumb question? Maybe they don't have any. And she was looking behind me because there's a case behind me.
Yeah.
And I turn around and there's a whole case full. I was like, oh, yes, you do.
I thought she was going to say no because somebody on the radio started talking about it. Well, and now we don't have any left.
It's possible because we've been talking about it all week.
It's really unique. Like the marzipan is almost like a gummy candy taste to it, which is just really weird because I've never had anything like that ever on a cake.
Oh,
so it's like I'm biting into the cake and then it's almost like there's this like lime starburst flavor going on with it or something, and it's very, very unique.
So marzipan, like in Europe, they make little like shapes out of it, like they'll make little fruits and things. It's a traditional thing.
Yeah.
And Germans love to put chocolate on, like they'll just take a blob of marzipan and cover it in chocolate.
Really?
It's so good. Like there are bars of chocolate that are just filled with marzipan.
Oh, okay.
So good. But you got to like almond and you have to like marzipan. Some people don't like it, which I totally get. It's a texture thing, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes, this is a very unique texture for a cake. But I do enjoy it. This is very good.
And again, that was from the goodly people at Willett's, which are all over town. So,
and I didn't realize that the baker's wife is...
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's part of Willett's now. I will say other places do make the princess tort too. It's mostly in Minnesota though, because there's a lot of Scandinavians here and it's a very popular Swedish cake.
Is that where it's from?
Princess torta.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did also have this story while you guys are enjoying and just sit back and enjoy some cake, kids.
Okay.
Because I wanted to also tell you about a new Oreo flavor and take your temperature. Now, Dawn, I know you're a huge Oreo lover.
I love Oreos.
And Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you care about Oreos?
I like Oreos. Nothing wrong with them.
What do you think about Oreos and Sour Patch Kids?
Ooh.
That was my reaction.
Well, they're in the cabinet next to each other in my home.
Oh, so you have both Oreos and Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, because they have something in common. You can get gluten-free. Sour Patch Kids are gluten-free.
And oh, sure.
You can get gluten-free Oreos, so.
All right, so apparently they have a new flavor, and it's and they describe it as sour, sweet, Oreo. Fans can now experience all three.
Mm.
And I will say the one thing that is slightly better than what I originally thought when it came to this latest Oreo flavor combo, they're golden Oreos.
Oh,
they're not
okay.
The chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Because I don't like chocolate and gummy things together.
No.
You know how people do that dirt cake with the... Yep. Gummy worms?
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
That's not for me. But this is like a golden Oreo.
Truth be told, I'd probably eat it.
Oh,
I just said, it's not for me. But
we would totally eat it.
Eat
Are
it.
You kidding me? It doesn't mean we'd like it. Right. But when has that ever stopped
it's
us from
be like,
eating
it? Well, this isn't that
sweets.
Great, but then I finish all of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there a favorite? Do you have a favorite like of these flavored Oreos or one that you wish they would make? Mike, I'll ask you that too.
Yeah.
Mike, do you have an answer?
I think the red velvet is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They have like a red velvet Oreo. That is so good.
I know I've tried that. I don't remember it, honestly.
There's like a toffee Oreo that is something I just had.
And oh, yum.
MC bought them for
Is that a
him.
Chocolate or cookie or a
it's
golden
It's a chocolate
cookie.
Cookie and inside it's like the filling is sort of a tan color. And then it has little crunchy bits in it.
Yeah.
He thought it tasted like coffee, which he hates. So he was like, I can't eat these. Which was delightful. since there was a whole thing.
I'm going to go to town. Bye.
And they weren't the gluten-free ones, so they were all for me. And I ate them over a month's time.
Yummy.
I have like an Oreo a night, or maybe two if I'm feeling real excited.
What a fun little treat. So for you, the toffee ones?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay. I would pick, first of all, a golden cookie, which is probably cheating because I'm not a fan of the chocolate.
I think it counts.
Different tasting, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different vibe. And I can't think of any one off the top of my head, honestly, just like the plain golden Oreo with extra filling. That's all I really want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need lemon.
Like a double
the lemons
stuff.
Are good, I will say. But I do just like the cookie and the filling.
Have you had the chocolate chip cookie dough ones? Those are pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't remember, though. I've had so many over the years that it's like they've all gone. It's like the Kit Kats. I've eaten so many of the Kit Kat flavors, I couldn't tell you, other than wasabi, barf, not good.
How did you just read my mind and say the opposite of the way I feel?
You the love the wasabi Kit Kats?
Wasabi Kiss Kats. I can't even
Kiss
say
cats.
It. Kiss Kats.
Kiss Kats.
And they're super expensive to order online.
Yeah,
and
for then a reason, because nobody should buy them.
Sometimes people bring them to me. Like, I think Panda gave me some.
I want
sometime.
You to have all of them because I want none of them. So I'm happy to
I love
anytime
it.
Someone shows up with them, you can have them all.
Oh, man.
I am. I did not like that. What do you like about it?
The contrast of, like, I love wasabi anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I do too, but not in candy.
But it just has a weird, like, you know, the outside of a Kit Kat, that chocolate is mostly milky. Like, it isn't. So it's a white chocolate with wasabi worked into it. And I don't know.
You just,
it's like that wasabi hot
it's all
flavor
good.
With those wafers.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. And
I'm glad you love it. Mike?
I don't think I've had it.
Have you had any weird Kit Kat flavors? We should do some of those, because are always fun to do. Mm-hmm. And I should stop by United Noodle or something.
Yes.
And in my neighborhood, they usually have a variety of random, because the Japanese have taken the Kit Kat, the flavored Kit Kat, to a new art
form.
They
really have.
I mean, literally, they have all the flavors.
Wow. And that's where the wasabi comes from, and that's why I can't get it here. Some new flavors. We have mint gluten-free Oreos.
No, thank you.
That's great.
No.
How about dirt cake flavored Oreos?
What does it taste like?
Dirt.
It sounds like just talking jelly about dirt cake.
Yeah,
with,
I'm not into it.
Jelly.
Does it have like gummy worm bits in it?
I just see a picture. It says, "Oh, it has gummy worms."
Yep.
Yeah. No thanks.
Oh God, no.
But kids like that dirt cake stuff, and I want them to have it. I just don't have to have it.
Oh man.
You know what I would love to try? Do they have a pecan pie? Oreo, that would be good.
Ooh, good idea. You need to get a hold of them and tell them about
it. Hey, Oreo, are you listening?
Toffee Crunch is what I was talking about. Yeah.
I like toffee.
Yeah.
I would probably love those.
I just Googled it and I found all these recipes for Oreo pecan pie bars. An easy Oreo pecan pie cake with chocolate layers. And oh my.
Are you going to make us some, Mike?
I might have to.
All right.
My
double
daughter...
chocolate pecan pie tart.
Yum.
Okay. That's really good. Astounding. It might be too rich, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. My daughter crushes
too
up.
Rich.
Too rich.
Too rich. Girl, I would like to know what too rich is.
You know, when something has just too sweet, it's too rich.
When people say that, they're like, oh, it's too much for me.
Okay.
Fine. No, I'm just yanking your chain.
Oh, they have merchandise. Hold on a second. Oh.
Well, I want you to look at the merchandise in the break, because when we come back, I have to lay out some really nasty merchandise in the way of a headline about Harvey Weinstein. His New York conviction was just overturned, and we need to find out if that means he's getting out of jail, because that would not be good.
No.
We'll be right back. Is Harvey Weinstein going to get out of prison? I mean, his conviction was overturned. At least the New York convictions were overturned this week, and that's led to a lot of questions. I don't know that we have all the answers, but I certainly want to dig a little bit into this. Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour, the end of that second hour of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I'm the Bradley, that's the Dawn. And Dawn, we did see this headline this week that Harvey Weinstein's convictions in the city of the state, rather, of New York have been overturned because the Supreme Court in that state was like, you can't do that.
And what specifically could they not do?
Well, let me see if I can collect my thoughts here. Essentially, the argument boiled down to they had two very specific victims, but used a bunch of other victims that couldn't have their day in court to help make their case. And the Supreme Court said, long story short, we don't need to get into legalese because I probably don't even really truly understand it, that you can't affect or try somebody using evidence that is not connected directly to the case in question. So even though it helped paint a picture of what kind of person he was,
yeah,
all of those other victims' accounts, because they were not a part of the case that was being tried, the Supreme Court felt as though that was not fair, that he had an unfair, that the case brought against him violated his rights.
Yeah. So if you are a perpetrator that has a lot of victims, it is not to, it's actually to your advantage if they bring those up, because they're going to say, you can't talk about that right now because we're talking about these two cases. So character witnesses don't matter, I guess, in New York.
Well, I think it's honestly, I don't want to get caught in the weeds because I'm not a legal expert, but the way that
I'm not asking you. I'm just like throwing it out there. I'm just trying to figure out and, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I don't know if that's the case that they were making. But what I do know is that's what the court ruled. So if the result is that he's going to walk free, then I would imagine people who bring a case like that again in the future are going to be very careful. I did listen to The Daily, and I will say, if you want to hear sort of like the in-depth reporting on what the actual legal issues are, the today's episode of The Daily sort of broke into that and said that the prosecution in the New York case took a very big chance by including all of these other witness statements and having them on the stand, because there is this apparently bedrock principle that you can't try somebody with evidence that's not connected to the crime they're accused of. And so it was that which I guess was sort of this big bet, or essentially a big bet that the prosecution made that they would be able to win on that, on that strategy. But unfortunately they weren't. So that case was thrown out, and the court, it's not that the court said he's not guilty. It's that the court said they have to retry the case.
Right. I just don't know how they can make this kind of mistake. I'm sure this isn't the first case in New York where somebody has been tried for crimes like this. So I'm just mad that they were allowed to do it in the first place, because now we got to do it again.
Yeah.
And
if at all, because that's the other question. And we don't know, at least, I mean, unless something's happened this morning, I honestly didn't look, but there was a question as to whether they would even decide to try this again, because he is already in prison. And that's how we should at least just close that loop on the tease, which is, he's not going to be let out of prison anytime soon because he's currently serving time for convictions out of California. So even if he doesn't get tried again by New York, he will still be in prison probably what will amount to the rest of his life.
Well, not if this is not, I mean, because the New York conviction was 23 years and the LA conviction was 16. So, I mean, we thought that because of those two convictions, that's a long time, and he's not, you know, unless he lives to 110 years old, not going to be let out anytime soon. Unless it's, you know, there's parole for everybody, you know, whether or not it's like without parole or not. But I don't know. It's just really disappointing to see.
Oh, for sure.
It's just like, why are these mistakes being made? I don't understand why they were allowed to bring this evidence or these witnesses. I just said this, but, you know, it's just like, how can you have... Like, why didn't the judge in the first time around go, you can't talk about this? It's just an opinion of two different, like, you've got the Supreme Court of New York and then just the regular courts of New York. I'm like, man, there needs to be a hard and fast rule that you can or you can't. Because now we're back to square one.
I think
one.
There will be now. Like, right, you're not going to see a prosecutor do the same thing because they've just learned, like, well, that's not going to go very well.
It's really strange. It is, because...
And it's unfortunate. I mean, I think the takeaway is, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, I think ultimately the takeaway is that it is sad because... And it's not to say, here's the other thing I will say, just because that's what the court decided, there was a dissenting opinion. And so there were other justices in the New York Supreme Court who did not agree with the majority.
Oh, okay.
And it was by one vote that they got their majority.
Okay.
But that's... you know, as they say, those are the rules. So it's not to say that there was not a counter legal argument to the case that was made on appeal. But here's where I want people to pay attention, because we said that he was in L.A., right? Or excuse me, he is in prison because of the conviction from California. The people have said, well, you know, the same thing could have happened in, or the same strategy was used in California, meaning there will be a legal challenge for the same thing. So now if that set of convictions get overturned, then he would be free. And what was disturbing for me when I read this story, and we can link to the New York Times article if you want to read it. One of the people on his defense team in California is the same lawyer who helped Bill Cosby get his conviction overturned, which led him
to shockingly be sent
released.
Free.
Yeah. Which is... And not because he was innocent, but because of a technicality or at least a legal argument. So, again, it's like it's frustrating because while we want the justice system to work, we also want bad people to not be just free.
Yeah.
Especially Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yes. Whenever such credible women in Hollywood, whether or not you know who they are or not, people telling their stories. I went through a list of all the people that accused Harvey Weinstein of ruining their career and doing inappropriate things to them. And it's like 50.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's just insane.
I think, and it was more than 100 altogether. Like this man, there is no doubt, was a predator.
Yeah.
And a person who needed to be behind bars. However, we live in a, you know, justice system, and we have to play by those rules. It will be interesting to see then how that California appeal plays out. But you better believe that he's going to be paying top dollar with money. I don't know where he's got money from anymore for that legal defense. But that was I know this is like a really sad and depressing story, but I just felt like it was
topical.
Important because we have talked about from the very beginning of the Harvey Weinstein drama. We have talked about it in this time slot for sure. And I know on our station at large, and it tells us all sorts of things about Me Too, right? Like it's frustrating to say the least.
I think in California, from what I have read and found here, there was a change in the law in the 90s that allows you to bring up cases like this. Outside of like, well, you haven't been prosecuted for that, just to show a pattern of behavior. So there are some experts out there that are saying there's no chance that he's going to get overturned
well,
in California.
Not. Hopefully
but,
not.
You know, we've heard that before.
Well, like I said, he hired the same legal team that helped Bill Cosby get that conviction overturned. So we're going to keep our eyes peeled, certainly.
Yeah.
But for the victims, you do feel like this, even for the New York victims, while he's behind bars still, it's particularly sad for them, right?
Yes, definitely.
Can we lighten it up a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, I want to talk about butter. You like butter?
Oh my gosh, do I love butter.
We're not the only ones, because Ina Garten loves butter, and she loves a very specific kind of butter. It's French butter. She puts it on her toast. I'm going to tell you what's so special about French butter when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.